as this beloved cosmic presence, beloved Diana, speaks her heart to us all. We ask our mighty I Am presence to bless her with all that our love can give. And in every way, see that we cooperate with the outpouring of the sacred fire that she brings to the earth for the healing and purification of all. Beloved ones of the sacred fire, as you enter in to the understanding of all that our love can do for you and all that it means to live from the heart center of your being, you will need to use the activities of the sacred fire more and more. And as you come to thoroughly understand the power of mastery that comes always within the use of the sacred fire, you will find yourselves raising more and more out of association with the discord of outer conditions and into closer and closer awareness and feeling of the presence of the ascended host. Part of my service to the earth is to bring wherever I choose to draw the sacred fire, the legions of the angelic host, who are not only its guardians, but are the power of expansion of the purity that radiates forth from every activity of the sacred fire. Since it is the master element of life, the master element of creation, then it must come into all conditions that need perfecting. Now, whether the various activities of the sacred fire that have been brought to your attention are used now or not depends on your acceptance and happiness in understanding the power with which they can charge you to go forward to victory always. I want you to feel today that the legions are the angels of the flame who come with me, come to draw that sacred fire of healing, all-powerful love, from the physical sun into outer world conditions, that it may hold control of that which needs to be sustained and needs to be raised and used in the more magnificent activities of perfection with which you will be concerned. When you understand, my dear ones, what effort the great ones have gone to in bringing forth the greater perfection over the last half century in outer physical, mechanical activities, then you must surely realize that the great command of life and the great authority of those who hold the destiny of this world under their control must bring about the greater purity and perfection in the individual lives of the people. Since these greater blessings have been given by life, the mighty I Am presence, for the greater accomplishment of perfection in the physical octave, then there must come greater love, greater purity, and greater power in the use of the sacred fire to raise mankind's consciousness and purify their feeling world, that there may come the obedience to the mighty I Am presence and the great cosmic law by which more can be accomplished in the raising of mankind into the ascension. The mechanical world has developed far in advance of the purifying activity of individual life streams. And so there must come these activities of the sacred fire to more quickly purify mankind's outer activities of thought and feeling and purify the minds and bodies, that the raising may take place, which does fulfill the divine plan. So since the moral side of the mass of mankind must be purified and raised into greater use of the sacred fire, it requires the cosmic action of that sacred fire to purify the entire mental and feeling world, the entire life of the people, because the cosmic law does not permit an advance along one line and then no advance from the inner standpoint. When the great presence of life releases its boundless blessings for the greater ease and comfort and convenience of mankind, the cosmic law expects greater purification and greater capacity to carry greater responsibility and produce greater perfection. So the purification of the moral side of the people is imperative and is commanded by cosmic law. And it must come into outer action if mankind's blessings are to continue. And I assure you they are. Thank you so much. So now in the use of these various activities of the sacred fire which have been given you, there will come much raising power in and around yourselves to increase your influence among others to reach up and make more conscious effort toward greater purity and greater attainment of perfection. Therefore, your responsibility is to arouse the ambition in mankind to purify themselves and to reach up to the greater perfection of life and live the obedience to the law that enables it to manifest. So you have within your hands a tremendous scepter of power, not only for the correction of conditions in and around yourselves, but you have a tremendous power in the use of the sacred fire to influence all you contact and to raise all into the greater purity which freedom demands. And in this way, as you cooperate with the great cosmic beings who are assisting the mighty Saint Germain in his purification of the earth, then naturally comes to you the responsibility of using greater power, the greater power which you will require. Is the activity of the sacred fire and its boundless blessings can flood forth without limit in your outer use for your assistance to the mass of the people through your calls and through your example before mankind. For you are now reaching the point when there must come forth the use of this sacred fire, of which the outer world must become aware and see that you bear witness to the truth of this law and are the authority of his power to produce perfection. There must come the example before mankind now of those who use the sacred fire. And that example must stand before the people with irrefutable power and evidence of its master. And the only way you can be that example is by this use of the sacred fire which you have been taught. Since the sacred fire is the purifying activity of the great love and mercy of the mighty God presence, the mighty I Am, then those who are the light bearers of the age, those who are the vanguard of freedom to the earth, must use this activity of the sacred fire and bear witness to its power to correct conditions in a way that none can oppose. So when you call forth the fiery miracle love of the victorious cosmic Christ, you have entered into the use of mighty power. And when you call forth the fiery miracle love from the heart of the physical Son, you will receive that cosmic Christ power in direct action from the physical Son. This will give your own beloved I Am presence much greater dominion in the outer self and in your affairs. And you will begin to comprehend many things that you have never even understood or cared to understand. There will awaken within you the knowledge of the sacred fire by which you may be master over every condition in the outer world. And the angels of that sacred fire that come with me are master everywhere by the fire element from the physical Son. This will change many methods of healing in the outer world. And that change must come. These various activities of mankind must be purified and raised. And they can only be purified and raised by the sacred fire. So, beloved ones, your responsibility may seem great, but your opportunity is very much greater. And you cannot go forward into successful achievement without greater happiness being the result to you. And naturally, greater freedom follows. As you become aware of the activity of the sacred fang in and around yourselves, as you are of your hands and feet, you have no idea, my dear ones, what blessings will be released into your outer use and the powers that will come under your direction. If you will make yourselves the channel through which the real understanding of the sacred fire can come to mankind, there will be limitless legions of both the sacred fire and the cosmic light coming into outer conditions that will bring about many wonderful changes harmoniously and joyously. And the angels of the sacred fire from the physical sun have certain authority in the atmosphere of Earth and in the structure of Earth itself that will bless mankind greatly as you give them recognition, understand their reality, and accept their action whenever you call it forth into your outer affairs. When they draw forth certain activities of the sacred fire and project that into the structure of Earth itself, a steady change goes on that is very far-reaching. And wherever they are required to help you hold the dominion of the sacred fire in outer action, they will abide with you and enfold you in the power to accomplish that will bring you boundless blessings. Long have we waited for the opportunity to intensify the action of the sacred fire through those who have conscious knowledge of how it comes into action and understand that they may use its power without limit, and who will take the responsibility of drawing it into physical condition. It seems to me, with the chaos there is in the outer world today, someone or some group of people should want to understand how to draw the power of the sacred fire into those conditions to keep themselves from being engulfed by them. And unless we arouse the desire in people to reach up and use this greater power that life so lovingly offers, then there is not enough magnetic pull to draw it into physical condition, unless there are a certain number of people who desire to do it, because desire is an action of the great central sun magnet's power of love. And if people don't awaken to desire to understand what the sacred fire is, or desire to use it to gain their freedom, well, they don't gain the freedom, that's all. And so we come again and again and again and pour our love to the people that they may desire these magnificent master powers of life, desire them enough to draw them into physical conditions for their own freedom. But if people will not desire that which is the magnificent, glorifying activity of life, if they will not make the effort to draw it into the physical octave, then their limitation goes on until they do. We are hoping that a certain number of the I Am student body will awaken to the realization of the need for this desire. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated and just remain so, please? Beloved ones, unless there is a desire within the life here for the master power of the life in our octave, there is no magnetic pull to draw it here to act. And so it is imperative that individuals be taught this law, that we may awaken the desire within them, arouse them from the slumber of the centuries, and stimulate the desire to know something about the sacred fire, and stimulate within them the desire to use it, so we can release it into the physical conditions of the outer world that need purifying and perfecting. And since you are the only hope we have, I'm hoping, even if I have to be very strenuous, to awaken that within you which we require in order to give you the scepter of power for your freedom. If I have to be just a little bit hard on you, you'll forgive me, because the end is worthy of the effort. Thank you so much, precious ones. And so, the angels of the sacred fire from the physical sun are ever ready to come in and around you and reveal to you many of their magnificent blessings and powers, which you may have for use in your daily calls, until the results of that greater perfection automatically prove to you the power and the blessing which they bring. I shall call them forth wherever we see that the interest and the desire of the outer self to use this activity of the sacred fire from the physical sun into all physical conditions, that there may come here the greater purity and perfection that must come to lift mankind out of the clutches of destructive forces. So the legions of the angels of the sacred fire from the physical sun have a work to do not only with you, but with the powers of nature and the forces of the elements. And every time you send forth the call for the descent of the sacred fire to come into physical conditions and compel perfection, the angels from the physical sun call forth their activities of the sacred fire and go into the powers of nature to more quickly purify outer conditions. Every time there is a group who understand consciously the drawing forth of the power of the sacred fire, there is always a group of the angelic host who will surround those individuals and at the same time pour their assistance to the powers of nature and the forces of the elements. So every time you call for that sacred fire, they bring that same assistance to the structure of earth itself. And it is a very wonderful action by which much greater purity and perfection can come forth to the plant life of the planet and through the activities of the elements to bring greater purity and blessing to the people and to life everywhere. When you begin to dwell within the sacred fire and you demand that it be your world of manifestation, and that its miracle love heal everything in and around you, you will draw the attention of many beings who are authority and very powerful in those activities of the sacred fire that affect the whole system of worlds. So if we can convey to you in some small measure by our humble efforts some of our understanding of this magnificent power of the sacred fire, then there will come these beings who direct that flame to the earth and who stand and watch its action until it has fulfilled its service here. And that is what the angels from the physical sun mean to the earth. The angels of the sacred fire from the physical sun draw many magnificent activities into the powers of nature and in outer conditions for the blessing of mankind. And those who will give them recognition will have those boundless blessings long ahead of the rest of the people. So tonight, I hope I may awaken, not only in you, but in many sensitive people of the outer world who are in channels of healing, a desire to understand and use the cosmic powers of the sacred fire for the purification and healing of the minds and bodies of mankind. They must be raised into greater purity and greater perfection if any further advance in civilization is to be allowed in outer physical channels. So our work, our activity, is to purify as rapidly as possible the bodies of the people and their mental and feeling world, that they may more clearly comprehend what the power of the sacred fire can do for them. And then they are receptive to our assistance in the channels in which We wish to be active in order to clear away much of this frightful thing that is imposed upon life through so-called healing channels. I trust you will remember the angels of the sacred fire from the physical sun, and their radiance is gold with a breath of pink, and the flames in which they come are gold and pink. They bring very great ease and comfort. They bring very great peace. And with them always comes the lifting power that brings an exhilaration in the energy of the outer self, by which you feel the buoyant health and strength that you require and that all have a right to have, once they enter in to the conscious understanding and use of these activities of the sacred fire that have been explained to you recently. All of us have tried to hold your attention as much as possible in this class on the various activities of the sacred fire, until you are thoroughly familiar with them and are constantly aware of their closer action in your outer affairs, that you may more readily have your freedom. There are those who are watching every opportunity to help each one understand deeply the power within the sacred fire. For when you enter in to that love and harmony of its eternal purity, then there comes forth the magnificent activities and miracles without limit that will reorder your whole world. We want you to be the vanguard and have these blessings and miracles in your own outer experience, and feel the greater power to accomplish quickly and perfectly whatever you choose to do in the acceptance of your responsibility in carrying this light, and in your love and desire to set life free from that which is not of God's perfection. So tonight, may the legions of the angels of my heart bear to you their boundless gifts from the physical sun, make you feel their visible, tangible presence, enable you to be healed by the miracle of their love, and help you to stand free from the pressure and discord of the outer world, and know always that when you call to my heart's flame, its healing love to the earth brings release everywhere you will let it in. And while the call goes forth, as you still the feeling and accept my feeling of the healing love from the physical sun, will you find it becoming a sun within your physical body, within your mental and feeling world, and releasing there the great perfection within the love that sustains all in this system of world. So, in the outpouring of that sacred fire from the physical sun, tonight may my love penetrate everything in your beings and worlds and give you the release and the relief and the assistance regardless of what it is that is required to keep you untouched by the conditions that affect the masses of the people. And may the angels of my heart, those beings of love from the physical sun, ever be your guard and hold about you their own heart's flame of healing, power, and perfection. May you go forward, clothed in their blazing, victorious, fiery presence to the accomplishment of everything that is required for the freedom of your nation and the victory of the world. Thank you so much. Thank you, beloved, precious Diana, and all the angelic hosts who have come with you. May they never leave us until the earth and all upon it are ascended and free. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible use and power of the great healing flame of the sacred fire from the physical sun. And may it come forth and clothe all under this radiation with the invincible victory of eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the healing flame of your own heart's love and draw around us those powers of the sacred fire from the physical sun that we require to forever hold our victory over all in this world. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Diana. Clothe us in the victory of your sacred fire and blaze its love without reservation until it has awakened all under the fullness of the ascension as soon as possible. For the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. We call the angels of the sacred fire from the physical sun to come swiftly in and around those under this radiation and help hold command of all the affairs in our outer activities until the sacred love of the sacred fire has healed all for eternity. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one in the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, pouring into its distress this call for the sacred fire from the physical sun to come into all physical conditions and compel the purification that is freedom to life for eternity. Now we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
We love you, we love you, we love you.
We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, my God, the main Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic host, the cosmic being, and the force of the universe. Our beloved, Donna, Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accomplices, all other group leaders, and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it. Amplified without limit, charges the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of the sacred fire from the physical sun that brings healing to the earth as quickly as possible and awakens mankind to the love that forever sets them free. And to all who govern the power of the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth everything it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee.